This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 333 for Friday, April 1st. Ice canola futures are mostly lower on Friday morning, with declines in the old crop contracts while the new crop positions are mixed. The May canola contract loses $1.90 at $1,128.50 per ton. The July contract gives up $3.80 at $1,103.50 per ton, while new crop November is up $4 at $966.90. There's pressure coming from decreases in the Chicago soy complex, as well as Malaysian palm oil and the nearby May contract for European rapeseed. There is some support coming from gains in rapeseed's other positions. Meanwhile, global crude oil prices are slightly higher, providing some support to edible oils. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower on Friday morning, with the loonie at 79.95 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 80.03. There's a surprisingly tiny amount of canola exports for the week ending March 27th. The Canadian Grain Commission reports outbound movements were all of 800 tons. That's a far cry from the 128,300 tons in the previous week. To date, canola exports for this marketing year are 4.02 million tons, equaling 51% of those this time last year. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 136,000 tons of old crop corn to unknown destinations. The USDA is set to release its fats and oil report, as well as its grain crushings report, at 2 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Average trade expectations peg the soybean crush at 175.4 million bushels, while corn use for ethanol is believed to be lower. Of note, the department will issue its first crop progress report of 2022 on Monday. Continuing dryness across most of the U.S. northern and southern plains and little prospect of a ceasefire in Ukraine are pushing up wheat prices. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Friday morning. The May contract loses 22 cents at $15.93.5 per bushel. May soy oil drops more than a half cent at 69.42 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is down $6.90 at $4.60 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker as well this morning. The May contract gives up 18.5 cents at $7.30 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower, with the May contract down a penny at $7.26. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago May losing 7 cents at $9.99. Kansas City May is up a penny at $10.31. And Minneapolis May gains 8 cents at $10.87.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, April 1st. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.